Question 16. Back to self-awareness today. We all have brains that are really good at going haywire on us. Mostly it's the lower brain that acts up and throws the inner tantrums and pity parties. That's where we're going to experience fear and resistance over simple things like getting up in the morning as soon as our alarm goes off. Or what if I said, you need to stop eating sugar? The brain says, I can't, and I won't, no matter how good I would feel. Right? You know that? I don't even expect your brain to want to change anything about your health and wellness. Change is a curse word to your brain. It is so scary. We experience a sense of danger and anxiety, stress, and a big one is doubt. Your brain is really good at amping all of these things up. But Jesus is the antidote to a lot of these. And we do have a higher functioning part of our brain as well that we can think our way above and elevate our thoughts from those things. But he is the antidote to this doubt, especially self-doubt. But first, we have to become aware that that doubt is even there before we can lean into Christ and surrender our lives to him. And surrendering that doubt to him, he can carry that in spite of our lower brain emotions. So in one-on-one health coaching, there's a time and a place for asking a client, why? Why this? Why that? And usually it's to discover what their deepest motivations are. Why they want to make this change, or why do they want to, you know, try something different? But in a lot of these questions, you can see when Jesus asks why, or he starts his question with why, it's not so much to discover our motivations. I'm pretty sure he already knows the answers to that. I think he asks why kind of to shake us, to snap us out of our lower thoughts and to wake us up. Why? I don't know why. I guess there's really not a reason for it. I should try this other thing instead. So today's another why question. And I really like this one. But something I really want you to focus on as you're walking and lay these doubts at the cross and have this conversation with Christ around your doubts, especially your self-doubts. And why these doubts come up, and why you let them trouble you. It's not so much that they come up. They're going to come up probably no matter what, but it is what we do with them. So they're going to rise. And before they can rise and settle, they really need to rise, be released, and laid at the foot of the cross. Don't let them take up property in your mind. But without further ado, I leave you with Christ's question from Luke chapter 24, verse 38. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds?" Again, He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your minds?